Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Beis, and we are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new Mesechta, a new Seder Noshim, Mesechtas Yevamos. Today's daf is being learned in honor of my son, Dov Ber, my son Dovi's Bar Mitzvah. May he be zoiche to grow up and to continue to give his parents and his grandparents and the ganze mishpacha asach yiddish anachas. So, Mesechtas Yevamos very much requires an introduction. So, Be'ezus Hashem, just to introduce the basics of what exactly Yibum is. And as we go through the Mesechta, we'll introduce the necessary sugyas and get into some of the lumbas. So Mesechtas Yevamos is a long, hard Mesechta, but it's based on six psukim in the Torah. The psukim are tucked away, they're in the end of Parshas Ki Seitzeh. It says, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtov, if there are going to be two brothers that were living together, Umeis Achad Mehem, one of them died, he was married, Uvein Einloi, and he left over no children, says the Torah. Although his wife is an almana, and typically an almana is allowed to marry anybody that she wants, in this case, loisia eshes hameis hachutzal leishzar. This woman, this almana, is not allowed to just go marry any strange person. Rather, yivama yavoy aleha, ulekacha loy liisha v'yibma. The brother that's alive, he has a mitzvah to do yibum, he has a mitzvah to marry this woman. Says the pasuk, v'ya b'charasha teled, yakim al shem achiv hameis, v'lo yimach yishmoyim b'yisrael. The tachlis of the brother that's alive marrying this almana is for him to have a child through this almana, so that the brother that died, although he died without children, will have a hemshach. Even though he himself will have not left any children, but through the yibum, he will have a hemshach. Says the pasuk, what happens if the yavam, if this brother that's alive says, you know, I'm not interested, I understand, there's a mitzvah, but it's not something I want to do. You can't force me to marry someone I don't want to marry. Says the pasuk, there's a plan B. The woman, the yavama, the amana, should go to Bezdin, the amra, and she should say, quote, May ein yavami lahakim la'achiv shem b'yisrael lo'yava yabmi. My yavam has a mitzvah to marry me. He has a mitzvah to make sure that my late husband is going to have a hemshach, stating that this is not something he wants to do. Lo'yava yabmi, v'kor lo'yzikne iroi, the elders of the city, meaning the Sanhedrin, should call the Yavam, the Dibruel, they're going to talk to him, the Amar, and if in fact the case is exactly like she said, that he doesn't want to do Yibam, he should say it. The next thing that happens is that the Yavam then comes in front of the Yavam, and it's all done in the presence of the Bezin. She does something very interesting. She takes his shoe off, the yarka b'fanav, then she spits in front of him, v'ansa, she declares, v'amra, and she says, kacha yeyase lo ish, hashelo yivne es beis achiv. This is what's meant to be done to a person who refused to take the opportunity and to perpetuate the memory of his late brother. The nikra shmoy b'Yisrael, and then he is going to be called a beis chalutzanal, a house of somebody that did chalitza. So these six psukim in the Torah are the Torah shebiksav of what we know as Mesechtas Yevamos. So again, in short, it's a very easy summary. There were two brothers. One of them was married. He died. He left over no children. The Torah says, the brother that's alive has a mitzvah saseh da'iraisa to do yibum, which means he has a mitzvah to go and to marry the eshes hameis, to marry the almana. What happens if he doesn't want to do it? We don't force him to. There is a plan B, and that is chalitza. It's supposed to happen in the presence of Bezdin. He has to be wearing a shoe. She removes the shoe from his foot. She spits in front of him. She declares a little bit of a Megillah vibe. Kacha yeyase lo ish, asher lo yivne es beis achiv. The mitzvah of chalitza. It's interesting that the mitzvah of Yibum, although it's, of course, one of the Taryak mitzvahs, it's a mitzvah in the Torah, but it's something that we find already in the Torah before Matan Torah. In Parshas Vayeshev, so Yehuda had three sons. The pasuk said he had a son, Er, he had a son, Oinon, and he had a son, Shelah. Now Yehuda's oldest son, Er, got married to Tamar. Yehuda died, Er died, and left over no children. And because he left over no children, so Yehuda went to his son, Oinon, and said, Boy el eshes achicha, go marry Tamar, meaning marry your brother's almana, viyabe moisa, the Torah actually uses the word yibum, v'hakim zera lachicha. So like this, there's going to be a little bit of a hemshach. The pasuk says that oimam, for whatever reason, refused to be mekayim the mitzvah of yibum. The next son that Yehuda had, Shelah, was a little child at the time. So Tamar had lost her husband, Er. Oinon refused to do Yibum. Shelah was too young, so Tamar ends up going home. Time passes, and Tamar realized that here she's technically a woman that is subject to Yibum. Her husband had died, left over no children. She's what we know as a Yevama, and nobody wanted to do Yibum. So she came up with an idea. Her idea was that she was going to pose as a Zayna. She was going to somehow get Yehuda, her father-in-law, to be mezana with her, engage in bia. In Yehuda's mind, it was going to be a bias nus. In her mind, it was going to be an act of yibum. The kachava, and the rest is history. But it's mevur in the Torah that there was a yibum that took place. This yibum took place before Matan Torah. It took place between Yehuda and Tamar. That's a father-in-law and a daughter-in-law. The Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, on that pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev, says that you see that even though the Torah hadn't been given at that time, still there was an idea people were observing Yibum. And must be that the Kadmoinim, the people, understood that there must be some tachlis, some tayelis in doing Yibum. Meaning, Pashut, we think of Yibum as a mitzvah in the Torah. Just like tefillin's a mitzvah in the Torah, sitting in a sukkah is a mitzvah in the Torah, doing the mitzvah of Yibum is a mitzvah in the Torah. But the Ramban says that from the fact that you find that this was something that was being observed even in the Matan Torah, must be that there was something that people understood, that there was some soy, there was some tayelis, some tachlis from doing Yibum. So says the Ramban, quote, Avaloin. He says the truth is there is a side. And if somebody would understand the effect that one has through doing Yibum, he would realize that it's from the Soidas HaTorah. It's something that's obvious to people that are able to see. And the Kadmoinim, they were people that actually understood this. Now, what exactly the soid is, the Ramban doesn't say. So you can go through from the beginning to the end. The Ramban's not going to be megala what the soid is. But all the Mefarshim on the Ramban say that although the Ramban here didn't express what the soid is, but the Ramban in his Pirush on Iyuv talks a little bit about the soid of Iyuv, the soid of Yibum. And over there, the Ramban says it's related to Gilgul Neshamas. That's what it's related to. So this man died. He left over no children. He doesn't have a hemshach. If his brother would go and marry the Yavama and have a child, the thought would be that that child is a Gilgul of the deceased brother. And there's a soid gadol in this. And that's something that the Kadmoinim understood. They were privy to the concept of Gilgulin. They knew this even Kaidah Matan Torah. And that's why Yehuda is already telling his son to go ahead and do Yibum. And this is why Tamar wants Yibum. Because there's an understanding that Yibum is something that has a Tayeles simply because of the fact that it allows the neshama of the deceased to be reincarnate, to come back to this world. Now, one of the things you see from the Yibum of Yehuda and Tamar is that Yibum doesn't necessarily have to be with a brother marrying his brother's wife. Because the Yibum that took place with Yehuda and Tamar was with a father-in-law and a daughter-in-law. And the Ramban says that the emes is, that's the way it is. As far as the soid gadol misoidus ha-Torah b'toiledes ha-Adam of Yibum is, it's not exclusive dafka to two brothers, it's not exclusive to a brother and his brother's wife. But really, with all kroivim, one would be able to be mekayim this inyan of Gilgulim. So he says, if that's the case, so why is it that in the Torah it's kiyesh v'achim yachdom? How come the only yibum you find is together with brothers? So says the Ramban, the reason is because really for somebody to marry one of his relatives is a problem. Were it not for the mitzvah of yibum, then he'd violate one of the isuri arayas. No, the Torah was matter, as we're going to see soon in the introduction, the isur of marrying your brother's wife, the isur reishasach for a tayelas. But the Torah didn't want to be matter all the arayas. So what the Torah did was, it was only matter one. Which one? Eshesach, brother's wife. Why brother's wife? So the Ramban says, because that's the one that was always the most shriach, and that's the one that's able to accomplish the greatest tayelas. So this is way above our pay grade. But that's what the Ramban says. That really, if you understand the concept, the soid of what Yibum is, it's not exclusive to kiyesh v'ma'yachim yachdom. But really, anytime a man dies without children, if one of the relatives would go and be miyabim this amana, on some level, that person would be able to fulfill what the tachlis of Yibum is. It's more manifest with regards to two brothers and the brother marrying the brother's wife. And it's for that reason, that's ultimately the way the Torah presented it. But says the Ramban something very interesting. He says that being that the Toyeles of Yibum is not exclusive to a brother and his brother's wife, but rather it's something that could be accomplished with all Kroivim, it would make sense then that if a man dies, leaves over no children, and for whatever reason, it's not shayach for there to be a brother to do Yibum, maybe he didn't have a brother, then at the very least, another relative should come in that person's place and should do the proverbial Yibum. Now, it's not going to be Yibum, because at the end of the day, the way the Torah presented the mitzvah of Yibum is with an Eishes Ach, and it's Kiyesh V'Achim Yachtav. But once you understand the time of the Kroah, once you understand the Toyelos of what Yibum is, so even though you can't fulfill the mitzvah's Yibum in the proper way, but on some level you can, and that is something that would be appropriate, and that's something that would be encouraged. Now, it would have to be a situation where the Miyabim, who's marrying his relative, is not violating one of the Isuri Arayas. But as long as it's possible to do in a way where you're not violating any of the Isuri Arayas, it's something that would be very, very much encouraged to do. And then the Ramban says, in fact, there's a precedent for this. There is one place in Tanakh where you find that there were relatives that actually did something that wasn't Yibum, but it resembled Yibum, and it's for this reason. And that is Boaz and Rus. We know that Rus, her husband died during the hunger, there were no children, and technically Rus was looking for a relative to come and to marry her. There was no brother to go ahead and do Yibum. Rus, who was Boaz, who was a distant relative, he was also the Gadol Hadar, he was the Shoifet, he went and he married Rus. Now, if you go through the Psukim in Rus, the Pasuk describes the marriage between Boaz and Rus, not as Yibum, but rather it describes it as Geula. And the Ramban says that that word Geula is a word that's used in the event that there is the Toyelis of Yibum that's happening, but it's not a real Yibum. I mean, when it's a real Yibum, it's Kiyesh V'Yachim Yachtob. So in that case, we know it as Yibum, where it's not Yibum, but there is a relative who's allowed to marry this Amana that's going to marry her. That's not what we would know as Yibum, but what it would be known as Geula. Bottom line is we have two places in the Torah Shabbat Ksav where you find that there was some form of Yibum. We have Yehuda and Tamar. We have Boaz and Rus. Ironically and interestingly, both of them were not your classic Yibum. Yehuda and Tamar was a father-in-law and a daughter-in-law, which Kedem Matan Torah was okay, but that's the form of the Yibum that it was. As far as Boaz and Rus, it's not even what we would refer as Yibum, but it's what the Ramban says is known in Tanakh and in the Torah Shebaal Peh as Geula. So what exactly is Yibum? What is the mitzvah of Yibum? So it's a pasuk in the Torah. It's pretty straightforward. It says in the Torah, Yevama Yavoy Aleha Ulekacha Loy Leisha V'Yibma. There's a mitzvah for the Yavam, that's the brother that's alive, to marry the Yavama. That's the Almana. Meaning there's a mitzvah to go ahead and to create an Ishus so that the Yavam and the Yavama, they're going to be the new couple. They're the ones that are going to build now a Bayis Nema V'Yisrael. They're the ones that are going to be married. Now, it's important to know, and every single item of the introduction is really critical because it's something that's going to chazer itself over again and again and again. That is, we're familiar with the basic concept of Ishus. The man wants to get married to Das Moshe of Yisrael. So what does he do? So, the first Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, Ho'isha Niknes B'Shalosh Drachim B'Kesef Shtar U'Bia. So either Kesef or Shavu Kesef, Shtar, or with a Bia. If somebody goes to a woman with Edim and says, Harei at Mikudeshes Li B'Kesef Shtar U'Bia, the halacha is, they're now Mikudeshes. What does it mean Mikudeshes? They're married, but they're not married 100%. They're in what's known as a state of Kedushin or in what's known as a state of Erisin. In order for the marriage to be completed 100%, they have to do something else. They have to do what's known as Nisuin. How do you do Nisuin? The short answer is chuppah, right? Different minhagim, which is yichadrum, etc. But the bottom line is that marriage happens in two stages. It happens in two shlavim. The first shlav is kedushin slash erisin. Those are synonyms of the same thing. The second shlav is nesuin. As far as kedushin goes, there's three options. It could be done by kesef, it could be done by shtar, it could be done by bia. As far as nesuin goes, that's what we know as chuppah. Yibum is also an ishos. The end result of yibum is going to get this couple to where a couple is after they have Kiddushin v'Nesu'in. But there's one way to do Yibum, Bia. And that one Maisa Bia creates everything. It's the Kiddushin, it's the Nesu'in, it's the only way for this Ishus to take place. And when that Maisa Bia takes place, it creates the maximum amount of Ishus. There's nothing else that needs to be done afterwards. So that's a tremendous anomaly in the world of creating Ishus that you find in Yibum, that you don't find in a traditional Kedushin, because over here, the only way for a person to be Mekayim and the mitzvah of Yibum, and the only way for a person to go ahead and create this Ishus is through a Maisa Bia. The truth is, the Lomdim Kler, and this is something we'll get to, what is the mitzvah of Yibum? Is the mitzvah the Maisa Bia? Or is the mitzvah creating the Ishus? Meaning, is the mitzvah the Maisa Bia grada? You date the Maisa Bia, so kumtan Ishus. Or is the mitzvah the Ishus grada? The way you're creating the Ishus is through a Maisa Bia. But at the end of the day, they're inextricable. It's one way to create this Ishus. The mitzvah of Yibam is a mitzvah's Bia. It's furish in the Torah. Yavama yaba yaleh ulakacha layla isha v'yibma. Which means, just to put this b'milim acherim, because it's so important. What would be if the Yavam goes over to the Yavama, he gives her a diamond ring and says, Harei amikudashas libetabah zukadas moshe v'yisrof. Nothing. Gunished. Nothing would happen. Because the Yibum needs to happen through Bia, and if it's going to be done through a regular, ordinary Maisa Kedushin, it's going to have absolutely no kayach to be able to pile anything. Stating that, the Rabbanan came along, and the Rabbanan said that it's not appropriate for a Yavam and a Yavama that literally the first time that they're engaging in any form of relationship, it should be Yavama Yavo Yaleh Ulakacha Leili Isha V'Yibum. So the Rabbanan said that we're going to be misakin that the way the Ishus of Yibum should play out is the same exact way that an ordinary Ishus plays out. And that is that before the Yavam is Mekayim, his mitzvah d'iraisa of Yavam or Yavah Yaleh, l'kocha lo'i l'isha v'yibma, first he should be Mekadesh, this woman, as if he was being Mekadesh any Isha penuya, meaning other bekesef, other b'shtar. So, mid'iraisa, it's meaningless. However, the Rabbanan felt that that's more appropriate. And the Rabbanan said that before the Yibum, there should be Harei HaMikudeshas LiBetabah Zugadas Moshe V'Yisrael. Other B'Kesef, other B'Shtar. If, when the Yavam does that, meaning he gives the Yavam a Kesef, or he gives the Yavam a Shtar, it's what's known as a Maimer. Maimer is a Maisa Kedushin that's done between Yavam and Yavam. Maimer is nothing Midai Raisa, but Maimer is very, very much Midai Rabbanan. But the point is that it's only midrabbanan that there's something called maimer, because really, on a dairaisa level, the only way to create the Ishus is through Bia, and it's really the only thing that's necessary, because once the Bia takes place at that point, anything else is going to be superfluous, because the ganzi Ishus is going to take place through the Bia. Now, the Iker parasha of Yibum is a parasha of mitzvah saseh. Yivama yava yaleh ulekacha leili isha v'yibma. It's one of the Tariq mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah saseh. But there's also a loy saseh in the parasha of Yibum. And that is, it says in the Torah, again, ki esh v'achim yachtov umeis echad mehem uvein ein loy. So one of the brothers dies, he left over no children. It says the Torah olav, loy siya esh es ameis achutza le'ish zar. This almana, although she's an almana, and usually an almana is a woman that's allowed to marry anybody that she wants, but this almana is not allowed to. Loy siya esh es ameis achutza le'ish zar. She's not allowed to just go ahead and marry anybody that she wants. What's the pshat? What's the reason that this almana is not allowed to marry anyone that she wants? So pashat pshat is because the yavam has a mitzvah, and if she's going to go marry somebody else, she's going to accept a kedushin, so she's going to be infringing on the ability of the yavam to be mekayim his mitzvah, and that's not something. That's okay if the yavam has a mitzvah, so she at the very least has to make herself available, so like this, he'll be able to do the mitzvah that's incumbent upon him to do. But the truth is, the isra loisiyah isha sameh sachutza lishzar is a little bit deeper than that. And it goes to the gut, it goes to the core, again, of understanding Pashit Yevamis 101. That is, we're all familiar with the term Zika. Zika is synonymous with Yevamis. So what exactly is Zika? Zika is a bond. In the context of Yevamis, it's a Ishus Diga bond. And it's Mavur in all the sugyas that when there are two brothers, one of them dies and he leaves over no children. The Almana is on some level bound to the Yavam. Meaning, before the Yavam ever did Bia, before he even did Maimer Midrabanan, the etzim fact that there's a mitzvah of Yavam or Yavam Yaleh, that creates a Zika. It creates a bond, it creates an energy, it creates a connection, it creates some diluted form of Ishus that's going to exist between the Yavam and the Yavam. The truth is that One of the big sugis in Masechtas Yevamos is the sugi of Zika. And when you learn the sugi of Zika, so we'll see, it's a machlokes. Yesh Zika or ain't Zika? And there were those that held yesh Zika. There were those that held that ain't Zika. But it's very, very misleading because it sounds like there's actually a machlokes whether there's Zika or not. There's no machlokes whether there's Zika. Even the mandama that holds ain't Zika holds their Zika. What's the shaila yesh Zika, ain't Zika? The shaila is qualitatively in echos. How far are we supposed to take this Zika? How much are we supposed to view it and reckon with it as an ishus in terms of starting to apply all the different halachas related to ishus? But you want to know if there's Zika? There's Zika. There's an energy, there's some sort of bond, there's an ishus that exists between the Yavam and the Yavama just by virtue of the fact that kiyesh fu achim yachtav umeis achan mehem uvein einla. Just by that in of itself, that misa creates a Zika. It's because of that Zika that it says in the Torah, the reason this woman is not let her get married is because she's married. Now, she's not mamish married, but on some level, she's married. There's a Zika. And because there's a Zika, she's zakuk to the Yavam, so she doesn't have a garech. She doesn't have a bailus to just go ahead and decide that, yes, she just wants to marry somebody. Because on some level, she's bound to the Yavam. So the idea of Zika is very, very integral to understanding Yavamis. And literally, the first pasuk, Loisiyah Eshes Ameis Achutzel Lizar, this is something that's very much predicated on the concept of Zika. So what happens if the Yavam says, I don't want to do Yibam? So it's not a good thing. Mashma from the Psukim in the Torah that we embarrass him and we do it publicly, and they used to refer to him as a base chalutz anal. So without knowing exactly what this all means, it certainly seems to read in a very, very derogatory way. Meaning it's mashma that really he was supposed to do Yibum. He chose not to do Yibum, and because he chose not to do Yibum, so the next thing that we say is, okay, you didn't do Yibum, you should do chalutz. In fact, the Ramban's Lashon in Parashas Vayeshev is, quote, Vihine nechshav lachzorius gedoyla, but ach kashalo yachbitz liyabim. The Rambam, when he talks about understanding the side of a yibum, is he says if there's a brother that doesn't want to do yibum, nechshav lachzorius gedoyla. It's an incredible lachzorius, says the Rambam. The person that doesn't want to do yibum. But the point is that chalitza is the next thing that's meant to be done. Now we're gonna get into all the sugyas of chalitza, but one thing is interesting, and that is it's mavur that once a woman is a chalutza, we look at her a little bit like a grusha. So for example, a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha, midairaisa. A kohen midrabanan is not allowed to marry a chalutza. And the reason is because we look at a chalutza a little bit as if she would be a grusha. What shaykhis? What does a chalutza have to do with a grusha? The teretz is zika. The teretz is because chalitza isn't just the next best mitzvah to do in the event that the Yavam decides he doesn't want to do Yibam. You have a mitzvah to do Yibam. You decide you don't want to do Yibam, Beseder. So instead do Chalitza. It's much more than that. You have to do something. Right now there's a Zika, there's a bond, there's some sort of issues between the Yavam and the Yavam. So either they go and they consummate it, and the way they consummate it is Yavam or Yavam Yoleh. That's going to be the completion that is going to complete the issues, or they sever it. They sever it by doing chalitza. But when we understand the idea of zika, then we appreciate what chalitza is doing. Chalitza is severing an issue. So if it's severing an issue, so on some level, it's a ma'aseh gerushin. If it's a ma'aseh gerushin, okay, it's not midiraisa, it's only midrabanan. But kol d'tikun rabbanan kein d'iraisa tikun, and just like midiraisa, kohen's not a mary grush. We can easily understand why it would be that a kohen would not be able to marry a chalutza either. So again, we have the psukim. We went through a little bit of the soy gadol misoy de satira betayledes adam that yivamis ties into gilgulim somehow. What exactly the mitzvah of yibum is? Yivama yava yale. That's what it is. Is the mitzvah the biyas, the mitzvah the ishus? But at the end of the day, you're gonna create an ishus, and there's one way to create the ishus is through a biyah. Talked a little bit about maimer. We discussed the concept of zika and how that brings to life. Number one, the loisa say of loisia ishus ames achutzel lizar, and also the concept of what exactly chalitza is. But we can't start the first Mishnah without understanding one more point very, very clearly, because this, more than anything else, is going to underpin all the sugyas we're going to learn. And that is that really, Yibum is a tremendous chiddush. And the reason it's a tremendous chiddush is because were it not for the mitzvah of Yibum, it would be Aser, Midai Raisa, Bechaide Krisos, Shigegasai Chatas, for a person to marry his brother's wife. So we know that there's a parsha of Arayis. It's mentioned in the Torah twice, in parshas Akrimais and parshas Kedoshim, where a man is not allowed to marry a relative. Now, what exactly is the definition of a relative? So the Torah gives a whole bunch of different examples of what relatives are. Some relatives are considered Arayis, some relatives are not considered Arayis. Definitely one of the sub-themes of Masechtas Yevamos. But the point is that ordinarily, a person is not allowed to marry an Erva. An Eishes Ach is an Erva. Meaning, if there's two brothers, and one of them is married, so the halacha is that this brother is not allowed to marry his brother's wife. Now, just to be clear, when she's married to his brother, obviously you can't marry her. She's an Eishes Ish. A person can't marry anybody that's married. The chiddush is that even if his brother dies, or if his brother divorces his wife, once she's an Eishes Ach, she's always going to be an Eishes Ach. She's going to be an Eishes Ach forever, and this brother will not be allowed to marry her. If he marries her, the kedushin won't be chal. If they have a child together, the child will be a mamzer. It has all the hidurim, rachmana litzlan, of a bad marriage. A man is not allowed to marry an Eishes Ach. Stating that when it comes to yibum, not only is it not usur for the brother to marry her, now all of a sudden there's going to be a mitzvah eser d'oraisa. But here's the point. The point is that every time we analyze a yibum situation, we need to make sure there really is a mitzvah yibum. Because if there's no mitzvah yibum, that means there's no heter for this man to marry this woman. You say she's an amana. Yeah, but she's an Eishes Ach, she's an Erva. He's not allowed to marry an Erva. So we need to really be certain. We have to be 100% positive that there's a mitzvah yibum. Because the rega there's no mitzvah yibum, now we go literally from sea to shining sea. It goes min akotza la kotza. Either it's a mitzvah eser d'oraisa, that's from the Seudas HaGdoilim, b'toiledes ha'adam, or faker, it's the worst thing in the world a person can do. It's a chayvei krisus. Ariri and all the things that it says in the Torah about all these different arayas that are very, very chomer. So really, when we talk about arayas and when we talk about yibum, being that we're setting up the case with an erva, that's really what every single yavama is. So in the event there's a mitzvah yibum, so beseder, there's a mitzvah yibum. But in the event that there's no mitzvah yibum, then to the contrary, then we're going to be left with an iser eishes ach. So yavamas is, every single case is very, very delicate, because really we have to make sure that there's going to be a heter eishes ach, because if there's no heter eishes ach, then to the contrary, what we're going to end up with is, we're going to end up with an iser eishes ach. It's just interesting to note that bizman hazeh yavamas is still negei, right? Of course, yibum is still negei bizman hazeh. Stating that, the Masechtas Yevamos that we're going to learn is very much not nogei b'zman hazeh. And it's for two reasons. The first reason is the Gemara Masechtas Yevamos, Taflam etes amid beis. The Gemara says, mitzvah yibum kaidemes l'mitzvah chalitza. That the mitzvah of yibum is kaidemes l'mitzvah chalitza. Meaning, every yavam, he has a choice. He can do yibum or chalitza. L'chatchila, he's supposed to do yibum. But Rishoyin is okta mishnah, shahoyim is chavim l'shem mitzvah. But that was really in the olden times, where people had proper kavanas when they did a mitzvah. But achshav, shahim is chavim l'shem mitzvah. But now that people don't have proper kavanah when they do a mitzvah, amru, then Chazal said, mitzvah chalitza kaidemes l'mitzvah yibum. Now it's better not to do yibum, it's better to do chalitza. Meaning, once upon a time, where people had right machshavas, they had the right kavanas when they did yibum, so then we said, do yibum. But now, that people don't have the right kavanas, now the katchila, we encourage people to do chalitza. What does yibum have to do with the right kavanas? So the Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings a braisa. Abishol loimer. Abishol said, Hakoina says yivimtoi. If someone is going to be ba'an a yavama, l'shem noi, l'shem ishus, u'l'shum davarach, not l'shum mitzvah, he's going to do it for some ulterior reason. Ki ilu pegeya be'erva. It's as if he was ba'an an erva. V'korav ani be'enai li'ois havlad mamzer. And it's even karav, I can't say it for sure, but these are Abishol's famous words in Yevamos. It's karav ani be'ein aliyas avlad mamzer. That it's karav to me to say that if a child would be born, the child would be mamzer. And everybody mutches to explain, and yes, Hashem, when we get there, we'll talk a lot about Abishol. There's a lot of geshmaka raid there. But the point is, Abishol was megalah to us that if somebody would do yibum and he wouldn't have the right kavana, it could be it's a problem. Why? Because like we said, really every Yevamah is an eishes ach. Every yavam is an erva. Narvas, the mitzvah is the reason it's okay. But if there's a pgam in the mitzvah, or there's a chisaron in shleimus of how the mitzvah is being done, that in of itself could be a sieve, but that could be a reason for it to somehow mess up the whole beer. And if it messes it up, that's a big problem. Why? Because now we're dealing already with an isra eishes ach. And it's for that reason the Ramah brings in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Hilchas Yibum V'Chalitza. It's in Evin Ezer. As we shift gears from Arachayim to Evin Ezer. It's in Evin Ezer. It's in Simen Kuf Samachay. He says that the minig is in all the Medina is Ashkenaz. Based on a Gemara in Yuvam Islam, a Tesla, and nobody does Yibum today. Today, all people do is chalitza. Now, the Ramos says it. Shulchan Aruch didn't say it. The Mechaber didn't say it. And the minhag by the Sfaradim has been, and I believe to a degree continues to be, that if the Yavam and the Yavama want to do Yibum, they can do Yibum. So in the Ashkenazi world, Yibum is something that hasn't been done already for centuries. In the Sephardi world, it is something that's been done, and there's some contemporary truths that Be'ezus Hashem we're going to get to. But the bottom line is, the first reason that Unzer Yavamis that we're about to learn is not Negeya, even Loyaleinu, if it's ever, there ever is such a situation, is because the Iker of Mesechtes Yavamis deals with Yibum. And today we don't do Yibum. But there's another reason that the Yavamis we're about to learn is not so Negeya. And this is even more intuitive. And that is because all the complicated and all the intricate cases that we're going to learn about today, and a lot more to come, deals with marriages that involved more than one wife. And since Rabbeinu Gershon Ma'ir HaGoyla made a takana that a man is not allowed to marry more than one wife, really most of Yavamis became not Negeya Halacha L'maisa anymore. Because there's no Tzaris, and there's no Tzaris, and there's no Tzaris Erevis, and it's no Tzaris Island, there's no Tzaris Saita, there's no Tzaris Machzeg Rushasai. So Rabbeinu Gershon, with his grace of takana of Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon, altered the landscape of Jewish history. One of the ways is that so much of the cases that we learn about in Masechtes Yavamis are posh and not Negeya. But either way, so Yavamis is Loyaleinu Negeya. But today, if there's ever a situation, Ruba the times, it's going to end up being Chalitza. But all the intricacies of everything that we're going to learn is not Negeya. Ironically, for different reasons. Not because there's no Beis HaMikdash, not because it's Pashit, because of the Takon of Rabbeinu Gershon, and because of Abishol's Memra, who said that I believe if somebody would do Yibum, and he wouldn't do it with the proper Kavanas, the Karev, the Einai, Vyois Havlad Mam. So either way, this is the Hakdama, the very, very, very short Hakdama. The first of the very, very short Hakdamas to Masechtes Yavamis.